Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate.
That's what we need, a cannon at the front door.
<You're>... Remember the movie Congo?
Nope, don't know it.
It was years ago it came out, but they had... They were going to find something precious in the Congo, and there was all these apes, and their campsite at night had motion-activated, fully automatic machine guns on tripods. So they would just sit inside that, and the machine guns and their automatic sensors would just, you know, take care of anything that got close.
Well, here's the next product we came across that's similar but less lethal. And I like this. I like this a lot. Think of the weight scale that you step on in the morning to check your progress, to check your body weight. There's a package now called the Package Guard, a Frisbee-like device that's a virtual security guard. You leave the instructions for the package to be left on this device. Once the device is placed, it's activated, and you have to deactivate it before you pick that package up. If that package is moved or disturbed, a 90 decibel piercing siren goes off. Carol, this might be the option for apartments. You know, if you have these set in front of each one of the apartment doors and somebody messes with your package, everyone runs out to see what the siren is.
If you have very understanding neighbors.
Well, and it rings for 90 seconds. So after 90 seconds, it does deactivate. But it's called the Package Guard. Now, right now, we've just discovered it. And we tried to order a couple, and they're out of stock. So, but just know, Package Guard device is something I'm going to be ordering a couple of to give it a test. You can bolt it and anchor it to the front patio or wherever you'd like it. Once the package is left, it's activated. You must deactivate it before you move the package or the alarm will sound. So I like this.
It's a neat concept, but it's kind of like car alarms in parking lots. Now, there's even a commercial about it. It's like when you hear a car alarm, what do you say? Oh, stop, burglar. Like, no, somebody shut that noise up. Well, nobody cares.
Well, I know one thing is that one thing pirates and crooks hate is bringing attention to themselves.
And that would definitely...
And loud noise in a neighborhood very well may at least get someone to poke their head out the door and look.
Is there something that anchors the package, the tracker itself to the ground? Or could potentially they just grab both the scale and the package and get away with both?
Potentially they could, but if the detector is moved, it goes off. So...
Speaking of loud noise, talk to Jeremiah for just a second. He's got a very unique way.
Okay, let's ask him. Jeremiah, calling from Wickenburg. They do a lot of unique things in Wickenburg.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Rosie. I love your show. I just called to tell you about my security system. I cost a fortune to feed them, but I have 6 German Shepherds.
Okay, all right. And do you have them chained to the front door where the delivery people come?
No, but I bet they could jump the fence if they wanted to.
Okay.
Now, I got to ask this, Jeremiah. The guy that delivers out at our house has cookies with him. And the dogs go out and greet him foaming at the mouth every time he shows up.
That's hilarious. You need steak to keep mine happy.
Okay. All right.
Piece of red meat. Have a good day.
Well, that is, you're right. They are an expensive security system. But okay, so barking dogs would be another option. So we've got the porch pirate bag.
You
got
to be careful, though. Like I said, our delivery guy is our dog's best friend because they know every time that truck comes down the road, they're getting treats.
Okay. Very good. There is the Amazon key, which actually will allow the Amazon driver to unlock. You can unlock your door or your car where they can leave the package there. And it's captured on video.
Is what that guy called in the first segment on.
And that's the garage door. So that key is accessible to your car, your house, or the garage door.
And I have heard that where they'll deliver to your locked trunk at work.
Yeah.
That's pretty handy. There's a with that garage door, it has to be a specific garage door opener. It's the MyQ Smart garage door opener. So you'd have to get, and it's only $30, but there's a little bit of work in figuring out what's going to work for you best.
I'd like to hear from some of you that have had a package snapped off your front patio. You know, in construction sciences, those of us that work in the field, many people are paid what we call by the piece. A drywaller can very well be paid by how many sheets of sheetrock he gets hung in a day. And he makes as much as he wants to hang. That's exactly how these porch pirates make a living. They're paid by the piece. Doesn't matter the size. Doesn't matter the wrapping. Doesn't matter where it comes from. Doesn't matter what the value is of the product inside. They're paid by the piece. So just know your package sitting at some very tempting visible location to snatch becomes someone else's piecework profit. We'll talk more about porch pirates when we get back right here, Rosie on the House.